This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Cowboys training camp, and I got to tell you, we're going to have some confessional videos coming up brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding, and I think mine is going to have to start by being to Alec Medford, because like 10 minutes before the show started, I was like, hey, can you give me all this extra audio too? Because we're traveling and then we went out for pizza. So I don't want to pretend like it was only travel related reasons that I didn't send Alec the audio last night or this morning. So Alec, I'm sorry about that, man.
You could have at least overnighted me a slice, you know.
That's a good point.
That would have been a fair trade-off.
That is,
dude. That pizza stays too. Like it's
does it?
Yeah, because so it could have definitely.
The, okay.
Yeah, you don't even need to roll like Gold Belly out there. You could just have sent it like a regular UPS.
Okay,
FedEx.
Alec?
You let us know, FedEx and UPS drivers, which way is the best approach.
Man, I'm about to start a freaking delivery war
on
the Frankel injury. Fantex 877-881-1053 or the Twitch or the YouTube. But what I want to go with right here, and I do have another baseball note if you want to hear it at some point that is non-Rangers. But who are the most interesting NFL teams to y'all heading into the season? Now, that could mean it's a team that, like, maybe you think is going to be better than everybody thinks, maybe worse than everybody thinks. Maybe there's a particular player that you have no idea what they're going to do, and that's why you're intrigued. Alec, since I screwed you over this morning, I'm going to ask you first, is there a team in particular, besides the Cowboys, like, I get the interest there, and we'll get to them in just a second. Is there a team that interests you perhaps above most of the rest this year?
I've talked about them a lot, and I think they're going to remain that team for me even when the season starts. It's going to be the Denver Broncos. I think they've got a lot going for them right now. They've got the coach in place. They've got their quarterback. It seems like after a year, their defense got better over the offseason, and it was already one of football's best. I think that they have a real chance to really mess up some people's hopes in the AFC.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question about the Broncos then, because I think a couple of my teams might sort of fit this bill. Could you also see a scenario where Bo Nix shows to not be as good as his rookie year and they take a slide down? Because, like, I'm not saying that will happen, but I think that makes a team even more interesting, that you see those dizzying highs that they could get to, but also, like, you could see a way they could regress.
Yeah, I think that's what puts them in that conversation for me, honestly. Yeah. I think that's the number one factor, is the idea that he's been in the league for 1 year. We saw one good year from him. We don't know what to expect this season. I'm expecting good things on the short sample size that we do have, but he wasn't the highest rated prospect coming out. He needed a perfect fit. He got that perfect fit. So I think it's going to continue, but he's not the most talented guy in his class. He's not the most talented quarterback out there. He's just really smart. So I think he's going to thrive, but he could easily take a step back.
Corey, do you have a particular team besides the Cowboys that is the most of interest to you heading into the season? And that doesn't have to mean you're rooting for them. You just think they're interesting.
Yeah, no, and that's where I'm going to do Mickey real quick. Interesting how.
I feel like we laid that out.
No, there's interesting in a negative way. For like, sure. Could they, I actually am at a point where I kind of want to see the Dolphins go up in flames. It's because it's ready. You know, when you know something's ready, all it needs is the match.
It's a tinderbox.
You kind of want to watch it, you know? Like, so that's where I am. Because I've been a fan of Mike McDaniels for a while. But I kind of am looking at it going, it could implode at any point or explode at any point. Either one. But that's not the one. I have questions about two teams.
Okay.
But I'll get to those in a minute.
Okay.
It's the Bears.
The Bears are one of the teams I put down as well. Tell me why you've got the Bears on there.
The head coach. I loved who he was coaching for with Dan Campbell. How much does he draw from Dan Campbell now?
Right.
Whenever he's lined up across from Dan Campbell this year, twice this season, is he thinking like Dan Campbell? Is Dan Campbell going, no, I know he's going to do this?
Right.
What are they going to do that's different? And or does he say, I'm not going to change myself. I'm just going to do what I do.
Right.
And then obviously you got what is could potentially be the most explosive offense in the league. I think Caleb Williams is better than a lot of people give him credit for. I think he needs some guidance, a lot of guidance, quite honestly. But I think they have the pieces in place to be a very good offense. And I'm also interested to see if Eberflus leaving changes their defense that much. So I think there's a lot there that is very interesting. The two teams I have questions about, and I'm curious, I think this is right in your alley.
Yeah.
The Bills and the Ravens, their whole intrigue for the last, 4 years now has been their quarterbacks.
Yep.
And their quarterbacks continue to fall short despite having MVPs on their belts.
And if you have an issue with the statement he just made, that's the way history will judge it.
But are they still interesting because of those quarterbacks and because they're going to be good teams? Or is it like, okay, that's old hat, I'm used to it now?
So I don't know if y'all will agree with this. I guess I'm kind of to the point where I do not think that the Ravens or Bills are interesting until we get to the playoffs.
Lamar is an argument that you can't.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's like we've had the same argument.
But and I think Lamar Jackson is phenomenal. But Lamar Jackson has definitely gotten to the point, and honestly, now that he's won an MVP, I think Josh Allen is at the same point. It's like, let me know when we get to January.
Show me.
But then I think you could make an argument those two rocket to literally the 1-2 spot in terms of the most interesting teams in the playoffs, because it feels like narratives for years and years and years will be written off of the quarterbacks, even if somebody drops a key pass or somebody makes miraculous comeback with 12 seconds.
Yeah.
That will get partially lost to history.
Otherwise, those two might just end up being a Phillip Rivers kind of guy, where they're just like, yeah, they had a lot of accolades.
Where's the postseason success?
Yeah, and so that's where I'm curious if they are an interesting team or not, or if it, like you just said, they'll be interesting later.
For sure. From the 940, it's the Steelers.
I think this is a good one.
Because they want to see Aaron Rodgers fail miserably. I wonder how many people are going to hate watch the Steelers this season.
Yeah, and there's part of me that just thinks Mike Tomlin's a good enough coach to he has enough skins on the wall to win against Aaron Rodgers, right? Saleh didn't. But yeah. Mike Tomlin has enough to be like, all right, Aaron, look, this is my team, not your team. I appreciate you and everything, but this is how we're going to run this offense. Or if they're going to be like, no, we just have to bow down to everything Aaron Rodgers says. There is a lot to that because they could be a very talented team.
Now, two different people said this. Yeah, I got slightly distracted because it looked like somebody broke and then fixed the elevator door.
I like that. Break it and fix it.
Yeah, he fixed it. He did a good job. Yeah. No, so I was proud of him for that. But I saw two different people text this in from the 469. Bolt pride worldwide, baby. The Chargers are going to destroy. And then from the 214, I know in my heart of hearts that Harbaugh and Herbert, that situation is going to be prominent this season. And that is something that it feels like we were all waiting on to a certain extent last year. And I feel like I've made my thoughts clear, and don't play that one drop that muddies up my thought process about Justin Herbert. But That team, I think, will end up going maybe 10-7 and losing in the wild card round. Like, it kind of feels like that's where they...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Might be predestined to go, but to the people who don't see it that way, that becomes a hugely entertaining story, because Herbert, who has all the physical talent but not like the bona fides to go along with it, if he starts to show out, then you're like, okay, now everything falls into place. Harbaugh looks like an amazing coach yet again at the NFL level, and then you wonder, are they going to be rocking and rolling with this for many, many years to come? And then to your question from earlier, could they potentially slot down Buffalo and Baltimore? I don't see it that way, but if it clicks, Justin Herbert's primed to be good for a really long time.
Herbert is the greatest quarterback.
No! Wrong!
Because of his red eyes.
Kevin from the past.
Obviously, it's his red eyes. Kevin, the last year with the Chargers, I was like, this is my off year for them. I didn't even want to pay attention to him last year. I was like, it's going to be a learning year for Harbaugh and Herbert together. They did better than I thought they would.
Sure.
And so this year, I do have a little higher expectations for him, but it is that same, like, is it a fool's errand to have those expectations knowing the lack of success the quarterback's had in his time?
Now, Corey, you mentioned the Bears. I'm with you. That is absolutely, I think that's a great choice. I had three other teams on the list. I can limit it to two for now. The Commanders and the Vikings for totally different reasons.
Let's start with the Commanders.
For the Commanders, well, they both revolve around their quarterback.
And they might not have a stadium.
Look, if that happens, that will be a whole different story. And I am also like vaguely intrigued about the train wreck aspect of that.
Yeah.
But it's for the Commanders. Is this an RG3 situation? And what I mean specifically by that, and I know there was an injury involved, is we all talked about it. We saw a quarterback that, as Cowboys fans, you're like, oh, crap. We have to face that guy for the next 10 years. This is going to be the worst. And then it turned out wasn't a problem at all. Or are you looking at it and guess what? Reality just punched you in the face that while the Eagles are the defending champions, they might not even be the team that you have to worry about the most next, because the Commanders are going to have the next big thing at quarterback. And so I'm really intrigued to see how that goes, because C.J. Stroud had a phenomenal rookie year, and then he hit what some people, I believe, think is the inevitable sophomore slump outside of like Dan Marino. And so I'm curious to see if he looks more human this year, or God forbid he takes a step up, then you're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
And so I'm concerned about that. Now, on the flip side, Minnesota, it feels like people have gone off the assumption that J.J. McCarthy has already taken his sophomore step up, despite the fact that he didn't play as a rookie.
Hasn't even thrown a pass in the real NFL yet.
And I know they have a good team built around it as well. They have the best wide receiver in football. They have a hell of a head coach. They have many, many things going for them. But it does feel like a lot of assumptions have been made about the nature of J.J. McCarthy being able to go in there and just plug and play straight away. And I'm just not so sure I think it's going to be that simple.
Most of that, do you think, falls on the fact that O'Connell's had such good success?
I could see that.
But had such success with whoever the quarterback is. I mean, I just saw a story a couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday, about, you know, they went through all of them, Case Keenum, and they just listed all these quarterbacks that he's worked with that were better than you thought that he'd be. Jared Goff was one of them. It's the list just, and Sam Darnold was a project that you were just like, he's nothing.
Yeah.
And then
it
he has
turned
a,
out. Yeah.
He has a pretty good run.
Yeah.
That the with the Vikings, I never know what their defense is really going to be. I feel like it's going to be a physical one, but it gives up inopportune touchdowns, and you're like, that stunk. But that is a very – I think the intrigue on that definitely revolves around that whole division. That whole division has a lot of intrigue because it has a lot of potential that's just not – hasn't been able to get over the Eagles or the Niners over the last few years.
Now, I'm going to regret bringing this up, but we always want to interact with our good people on Twitch, YouTube, and the fan text. The Giants and the Falcons. Now, I regret bringing it up because the Falcons, it does seem like some projections are being made about Michael Penix. And I have to tell myself I have to tell myself in my head to say it like that. Because of you two Nimrods, I'm like, don't say
me and Alec?
Yes.
What about Eric?
Eric doesn't help either. But, like, I have to think in my head, don't say it like that. Don't say it like
that. My name is Michael Penix.
Okay. Yeah.
You decided to change your name. That's the problem.
Whenever he makes that announcement, I'll fall in line. But
No, hold on. Whenever he makes that announcement, I get a full month off on your tab if the company won't give me the month.
Yes.
I have told Adrian, we got to make this happen.
So I'm intrigued to see how the Falcons look as well, because if McCarthy or Penix are good to go straight away, like, that changes a lot of the dynamic. I think I'm fascinated by the Giants in terms of the train wreck factor, or will they say, you know what, this isn't working, let's go young, let's fire the coach, let's just clean house and everything like that.
What about the Panthers?
Yeah, so
I was just joking.
I mean, but seriously though,
this is Bryce Young's opportunity.
And Bryce Young showed flashes in the second half of the season that make you think, okay, I kind of get it. Maybe not totally get it, and I understand all of this revolves around the team that you have around them as well. But I will admit, I'm intrigued to a certain extent about Bryce Young. The other person I was going to bring up was the Texans. Mm. The Texans have made, just like we talked about with the Bears, they have made some radical offensive line and other changes. And then you look at C.J. Stroud.
They needed to, for sure. Yeah,
exactly. And so is C.J. Stroud not going to have to run for his life? And are you going to get a better sense of what he is? Is he going to look closer to first year C.J., second year C.J.? Or does the changes that the team has made change the whole dynamic of what he has to do?
Yeah, he lost his offensive coordinator. You know, like the one that he was so successful with his rookie season, then the lack of success the next year, a lot of people blame that offensive line, but that coordinator's now gone. And so he has a whole new thing that he has to learn. That's another one. What about the Cardinals and the Colts? Those are teams, Kevin, that you didn't bring up that I know you were intrigued by a lot.
Look.
And the Titans.
I'll admit. But the Titans, at least with Cam Ward.
There is some.
I get behind
that.
Because I was about to say the Jags, and I was like, that's not fair. I'm really intrigued to see what Travis Hunter does. But there are plenty of teams in the NFL, and maybe that's another segment for another day, that, like, you just think exist this year.
Because,
like, that's one of the things, the Cowboys never fall into that category. From the 901, people are going to watch the Cowboys this year for the blow-up factor. I don't dispute that at all. Look, I've always said this. We've always said this.
You watch the Cowboys for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I watch the Cowboys for the Cowboys, and so
they watch
you.
It for any
exactly.
Because the Cowboys could blow up. They
exactly.
could be great. They could. There's all the things, and you're just like, we know it could be any of them, and we're excited about the Cowboys.
But for better or worse, it never feels like it's going to be boring. Whereas Indianapolis, I'm like, I'm sorry, I tried with Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, and I just
a lot of people asking why you keep saying Michael Penix's name wrong.
And now they're spelling it different. You know that's not how you spell it either. All right, do you want me to do a bit? Actually, I want you to do a bit. I don't want to do it. We talked to, like, we're going to have Joe Milton maybe tomorrow. I want you to ask him, like, does he follow other quarterbacks around the league like Michael Penix?
Like, and you're interested in, like, what Cam Ward's doing, maybe Michael Penix, and I gotcha.
And just see how that goes.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.